Okay, and as promised this morning, we told you that Senator Harris would be calling in from Boise. You've been in a long meeting this morning.
Yes, we have. The State Affairs meeting this morning, and the legislature, well, last August, the legislature held a special session at the behest of the governor, and during that special session, the House passed a concurrent resolution to amend the emergency declaration, the governor's emergency declaration in the state of Idaho relating to coronavirus. The Senate did not hear that resolution because it was unconstitutional to hear it, because it wasn't one of the reasons why we were called in special session. And so the Senate passed its own resolution just for the Senate, basically a promise to the people of Idaho that we would take this issue up in the regular session. And so we've been working with House leadership to address a number of issues in statute and a constitutional amendment, maybe two constitutional amendments, to basically rebalance the power between the legislature and the executive, the governor. What coronavirus has done, the whole issue of coronavirus, it's put a stress test, if you will, on our statutes, our constitution, the state of Idaho, and how the legislature and deals with the governor and vice versa. And so this morning, the bill that we heard this morning in state affairs was a Senate concurrent resolution, meaning it would have to go to both houses to be passed to end the emergency order specific to coronavirus, but also take in account the federal funding that has been allocated to the state of Idaho by the federal government through the President Trump's emergency declaration for the country. So what we're finding is it's complicated. And a lot of our small hospitals are receiving federal funds. Some businesses are receiving funds to keep their employees paid while the economy is struggling. The National Guard is paid for by federal funds. It's a 75-25 split, with 75% being paid by the federal government. So there's a lot of issues there that we need to look at, and we need to be careful that we don't basically create more harm than good. We're hearing the frustrations, and I'm frustrated. We're all frustrated. I'm not able to go to my son's wrestling matches. People are frustrated that they're not able to go to their kids' basketball games because of the social distancing regulations. And so it's a difficult issue. It's where we're at. Anyway, the legislature, we're working on some, like I said, a couple of different statutes to ease the restrictions that are making people so upset, and trying to get life back to normal, so we can go to their games and go to church and do the things that we need to do to live life. This thing is causing a lot of heartache. We've had suicides in our communities. The mental health issues are running rampant, and it's time to see if we can put things back on track and get things going again.
Agreed. And I'm a parent of a high school senior who participates as well, and And I miss those activities. And you know, I'm fortunate because I do those games on the radio. So I do get to go see them, but I do feel for the parents who can't be there and, or they have to choose, well, which one of us gets to go watch tonight because they only get one or whatever. It's difficult. And it is.
And you know, the seniors, the high school seniors are the ones that's, I think, suffering. I won't say the most, but they're suffering because, and the parents, because these are their last years of high school and the last games that they'll play. And
right. And then you see other things, other gatherings that are deemed okay or acceptable, uh-huh. And it's kind of hard to swallow that it's okay to go do this or whatever, but you can't go watch your child play a game or, so I also get the safety issue as, you know. But.
Well, and you're right, it's ridiculous. You know, you can go to Pocatello, go to Costco, and there's a gazillion people in the store, but you can't go to your ball game. And the kids, you know, they ride on the bus, all the same bus at the same place that when they go somewhere for an away game, but it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's a tough thing, and we don't envy you guys and the decisions you have to make concerning it, although we appreciate you doing the hard job. So inauguration. Tomorrow night, we're going to inaugurate, or tomorrow morning, a 46th president of the United States. And we know the Idaho National Guard has been called out to Washington, D.C. to help with some security issues. And just wondering, how is that affecting you at the Capitol? And there in Idaho, there's been threats against all the state capitals. What are they doing to help protect you guys up there?
Well, there have been, you know, we've received intelligence or intel of heightened security risk. And ISP has been really good to come, and they've upped the amount of officers. Usually we have one in each gallery watching us, but there have been several of them last couple of weeks around here. Idaho's fortunate. We're hearing of our neighboring states and other states across the country that have closed their capitals to the public, or even some legislatures have just closed the capitol. They're not holding their session until later. And Idaho's fortunate in the fact that our capitol is still open to the public. We want it that way. It is the people's place, and our legislature, we have budgets to pass and things to do to keep the state running. So as far as how the things have affected us, it hasn't really. We're still open for business. People are still coming in and seeing us. It's there's a lot less, granted, because of COVID. You know, people aren't coming as much, but we're still here, so that's good.
Good to hear. Well, you're busy again. You're part of the Appropriations Committee. Is that correct?
No. I'm on Health and Welfare and the State Affairs, but I've been elected by my fellow Republican senators to be the caucus chairman.
Okay.
The Senate Caucus Chairman, which is it's a privilege, it's an honor. It puts me in the leadership team in the Senate, and so it's a little different ball game.
You got a lot more on your plate and a lot more meetings to attend, probably.
A lot more meetings, and it'll be good for our district, and it gives me a little bigger voice, and it'll be good.
Perfect. Well, we thank you for calling in this morning. We know you're busy and you've probably got to get back to more meetings today, but thank you for checking in with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you. I think we decided Tuesdays are the day, but if you need to switch that up, just feel free to give us a call anytime, and we'd love to hear from you.
Tuesdays will be good, and I sure appreciate you letting me call in. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, Senator Harris, from our district, of course, representing us up at the state legislature. They are in session, and you heard him there talking about extracurricular activities, the attendance to those things. Of course, that will still have to go through the State Board of Education with some ratifications there, but they are aware of us as their constituents and the things that we are hoping for and needing, and they're doing the best that they can. We appreciate him for calling in, and we'll hear from him again next Tuesday.